بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, if I can ask you please, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate so that they don't disturb us during the khutbah, inshallah. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah. We praise Him. We seek His guidance. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in a state of submission to Him. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He further advises us and He says to us, the meaning of which is, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul, and this was our father Adam, and from him He created his mate, and this was our mother Eve, and from them both He brought about many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another, and honor the family ties. Honor the family ties, for verily Allah is ever an all watcher over you. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وما يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says to us, O you who believe, once again have the taqwa of Allah, have the mindfulness, the consciousness of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His last messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, alhamdulillah, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. All praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's blessed us to be Muslim. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to die in a state of al-Islam, to die in a state of submission to the Creator, to die in a state where Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's pleased with us. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, and also to our guests, we have some non-Muslim guests, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them to be receptive to al-Islam. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a nasiha, an advice. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-deenu nasiha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the religion is advice. So inshallah, the advice that I'm going to give to myself as well as to you is simply this. Kunna ananiya. Kunna ananiyan. Be selfish. Simple advice. Be selfish. And it may be different for you normally hear people say. People say, don't be selfish. Think about the people. Be generous and this and that. And yes, we have to be generous. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Kana nabiyu ajwad an-nas. He said, the messenger of Allah was the most generous of people. And this is how we have to be. Except for one case. And that one case is when we're preparing for our hereafter. When we're preparing ourselves for our hereafter. When we're working towards our hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَحِبَّتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when comes the shout, and this is the shout that's going to bring about the end of the world. When the shout happens, that day will man flee. That day will man run away from his brother. and from his mother and his father, and from his wife and from his children. Every man that day will have enough to worry about with himself. This is the reality of the last day, brothers and sisters. This is the reality that awaits us when we come up out of the ground on the day of resurrection. On that day, when we come up out of that ground, everybody's going to be worrying about himself. Nafsi, nafsi, me, me. This is the reality, brothers and sisters. And this is what we have to prepare for. So when I say be selfish, I'm saying be selfish as far as expending your energy and your time and your wealth and everything that you have. Be selfish preparing your hereafter for yourself. This is the way we need to be. Upon occasion, Aisha radiallahu anha, and she was the young wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, أَنَّهَا ذَقَرَتِ النَّارِ صَدَقَاتِ. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, one day I remembered the hellfire. She was thinking about the hellfire, and she said, and I began to cry. May Allah give us soft hearts like this, by the way. How often do we read about the hellfire? We read in the Quran, Allah describing the hellfire, and it doesn't affect us. May Allah soften our hearts. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, one day I thought about the hellfire, and I began to cry. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مَا يُبْقِيكَ. Rasulullah, he said to his wife, why are you crying? قَالَتْ ذَكَرْتُمْ نَارَ صَدَقَيْتِ. Aisha, she said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I thought about the hellfire. I remembered the hellfire and I began to cry. And then Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she said, فَهَلْ تَذْكُرُونَ أَخْلِيكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. She said, will you remember your family on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection? Will you remember your family? Will you remember about the people that were close to you? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Rasulullah said, أَمَّا فِي ثَلَاثِهِ مَوَاتِينَ فَلَا يَذْكُرُ أَحَدٌ أَحَدًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are three places, three stations on that day where nobody's going to think about anybody else. On the last day, there's three places that we're going to come to where nobody's going to think about anybody else. They're not going to think about their children. They're not going to think about their wife. They're not going to think about their husband. They're not going to think about their mother, their father. Nobody. The first one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inda mizani hatta ya'lama ayakhifu mizanuhu aw yathqul. Rasulullah said the first place will be at the scale. When Allah weighs our scales of good deeds, our scales of good deeds and bad deeds, on that day, when you get to that station, and each one of us has to go to that station, nobody's going to care about anybody else until he sees whether his good deeds are going to outweigh his bad deeds, or whether his bad deeds are going to outweigh his good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our good deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala weigh down our mizan with good deeds, weigh down our scale. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the second station where the people are going to come to, and they're not going to think about anybody else but themselves. Rasulullah said, وَإِنْدَ الْكِتَابِ هِنَا يُقَالُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ حَتَّى يَتْلَمَ أَيْنَا يَقَاءُ كِتَابُهُ أَفِي يَمِينِهِ أَمْ فِي شِمَالِهِ أَمْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ ذَحْرِهِ. Rasulullah said, the second place will be when the person, he's told, read your book. Read your book of deeds. And this person, he's not going to know whether he's going to be given his book of deeds in his right hand, which is good, or in his left hand, which is bad, or in his left hand behind his back, which is the worst. So when we get our books, brothers and sisters, when we see the scrolls coming down from the heavens, that's going to be the moment that nothing can compare to the fear that we're going to feel on that day. When you see your book coming down and you don't know if it's going to go to your right hand or if it's going to go to your left hand, and you can't just reach up and grab it with your right hand. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can you imagine how you feel that day, brothers and sisters? And as you see your book coming down, you're not going to think about anybody else. You're not going to care about your children. You're not going to care about your parents. You're not going to care about anybody but yourself. And this is the day that we have to prepare for, brothers and sisters. And finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the third station on Yawm al-Qiyamah, When the people, they're not going to care about anybody else but themselves. وَإِنَّ سِرَاتِي إِذَا وُضِيَ بَيْنَ ذَخْرَ جَهَنَّمَ. And when the people, they come to As-Sirat, and this is the bridge that's going to be laid across Jahannam, laid across the hellfire. And everybody who's going to get to Jannah, they have to cross over that bridge. So when the people get to that station, brothers and sisters, they're not going to care about anybody. All they're going to be worried about is, am I going to be able to cross that bridge? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, some people, they're going to get to that bridge, and as they take a step, they're going to be snatched down into the hellfire because of the sins that they did. And we're talking about Muslims. We're not talking about the disbelievers. They don't get to cross that bridge. We're talking about the believers. And he says some people, they'll get partway across the bridge and they'll get snatched down. Some people, they'll go across the bridge like lightning. That's how fast they'll cross that bridge. May Allah bless us to be like that. Other people, they're going to be walking slowly. Other people, they're going to be crawling. And some of them, they're going to be starting and stopping. Starting and stopping. Why? Because this is the way they were in this life. In the life of this world, this is how they were. Sometimes they were Muslim, sometimes they weren't. Sometimes they obeyed Allah, sometimes they didn't. Sometimes they did good, sometimes they did bad. May Allah make us from the people who breeze across our sirat. Brothers and sisters, this is what we're preparing for. This is what we need to be preparing for. And this is why I say, be selfish. Be selfish when it comes to preparing for your hereafter. Brothers and sisters, the reality is, if we don't prepare for our hereafter, who's going to do it for us? If we don't do the good deeds to benefit ourselves, who's going to do it for us? Do you think your children are going to do it after you're gone? Do you think your children are going to do extra good deeds to cover you after you're gone? No. And this is why we have to be selfish, brothers and sisters. Be selfish when it comes to your hereafter. Spare no expense. Give that sadaqah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend from your time while you have it. Spend from your health while you're still healthy. How many people, they get taken down just like this? Healthy people. Healthy people. Young people. And by the way, there's three brothers that's in the hospital. And I'm going to make the announcement after Juma so that inshallah we can visit them. It's Brother Hamza, Brother Ahmed, and a young brother. I forget his name. I've got it written down. But this young brother, he's only 21 years old. 21 years old, heart problems, and he's in the hospital. Brothers and sisters, take advantage of your health while you have it. None of us know when the next thing is going to happen to us, when we might not have what we have right now. Brothers and sisters, as I said, when it comes to the akhirah, to the hereafter, be selfish. Spend your time investing in yourself, because you're the only one that's going to do this for you. Brothers, can we move in so the brothers can come in and sit down, please? Can we squeeze in a little, please? Come on. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to the hereafter, don't be from the most generous of people. When it comes to the akhirah, don't be from the most generous of people. Who are these generous people that I'm talking about? They're the people that let other people get the reward for doing the good deeds. They're the people that give other people a chance to get the good deeds instead of they themselves taking advantage of it. I'm talking about the people that I make an announcement. I say, give fi sabilillah. And these people, they'll say to me, if nobody else gives, then come to me. Or if everybody, after everybody gives, if you still need something, then come to me. SubhanAllah, how is that helping you? If everybody in the masjid gives, and we don't need you to give, how is that helping you? I'm talking about the generous people, the people that leave the rewards for other people. We say, we need help in the masjid. And they say, well, let somebody else do that. SubhanAllah. We say somebody needs help, and they let other people go. We say call the adhan, and they say, okay, you call it. No, you call it. We say stand in the front ranks, and they go to the back, and they let other people come to the front. Brothers and sisters, don't be the most generous people when it comes to the hereafter. Don't help other people to get the hereafter, and you neglect yourself. We have to look out for ourselves, brothers and sisters. When it comes to our hereafter, be selfish. Try to be the first person to get that reward. Upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made an announcement. They needed some sadaqah, some charity to be given. And that day, Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, today I'm going to beat Abu Bakr. Because this is how they were. The Sahaba, the companions of Prophet Muhammad, they used to compete with one another to try to outdo each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't stand back to see who's going to give. Do they still need me? They didn't do that. They competed to see who could get the most reward because they were thinking about themselves in the hereafter. So on this occasion, Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, today is the day I beat Abu Bakr. So he grabbed half of his wealth and he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, thinking that he was going to beat Abu Bakr. And then he found out that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he gave all his wealth that day for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is how the Sahaba were. They didn't wait to see who else is going to give. They didn't wait to see if they really needed their help. Brothers and sisters, we have to be like that. We have to want the greatest reward for ourselves. Don't give the reward to other people. Be selfish when it comes to the Akhirah. Be selfish when it comes to doing something fi sabilillah for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon occasion, Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhuma, and he was the nephew of Ali radiallahu anhu, he came to his uncle Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, oh Ali, so and so needs your help. Can you help him? So Ali radiallahu anhu, he reached into his wealth and he gave some wealth for the sake of this person. It was a Muslim that needed some help. Ali radiallahu anhu, he responded, he gave from his wealth to help him. Sometime later, this person, he sends back to Ali like 4,000 dirhams. His situation got better, so he sends like 4,000 dirhams back to Ali. And when it was brought to Ali radiallahu anhu, Ali said, what is this? And the people, they said, this is from someone, so you helped him out, so he's trying to give it back to you. Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, we are not the people that sell our good deeds. We are not the people that sell our good deeds. He wanted to keep that reward for himself. And this is the way we need to be, brothers and sisters. Don't undo the good that you do. Don't be the person that reminds the people, hey, I did this for you, remember that? Don't be that person. May Allah save us from doing that. May Allah help us to hold on to our good deeds. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he was another companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was comparing the state of the people, from before him, or from the people of his generation to the people that came afterwards. And what he said was this. He said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he did not seek the dunya. And the dunya didn't come looking for him. And then the next leader, Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, Umar radiallahu anhu, he didn't seek the dunya. But the dunya came knocking at his door. He said, as for us, we're sunk waist deep into the dunya. And this was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. This was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that he was sunk halfway, like waist deep in the dunya. What about us? What about us? Wallahi, I think we're underwater when it comes to the dunya. We're so sunk into the dunya. This is all we think about, the dunya, the life of this world, the life of this world. And this is the reality, brothers and sisters, and we have to prepare for the hereafter. Because the hereafter is going to last forever. This dunya, how much longer do we have in it? Those of us that have reached middle age, how much longer do we have here, really? And as I said, brothers and sisters, if we're not selfish when it comes to the hereafter, preparing for it, spending from ourselves for it, who's going to do it for us? Sometimes when you tell the people, you know, think about the hereafter, they come back at you with an ayat from the Quran, a verse from the Quran, and they say, well, wait a minute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَنْسَى نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. They say, Allah says, and don't neglect your share of the dunya. So that's what I'm doing. I'm getting my share of this world. But what was the understanding of this ayat by the Mufassirun? Imam Al-Qurtubi, radiallahu anhu, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not just that little part about don't forget your share of the dunya. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَكَ اللَّهُ دَرُّ الْآخِرَةِ ولا تنسى نصيبك من الدنيا واحسن كما احسن الله اليك. Imam Al-Qurtubi, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, and seek the hereafter, seek your abode, your place in the hereafter with what Allah has given you, and don't neglect your share of this dunya, don't neglect your share of this present life, and do good as Allah has been good to you, or as Allah has done good for you. Imam Al-Qurtubi radiallahu anhu, rahimahullah, he also said this. He said, when it comes to your share of the dunya, it's not what you think. All of us, when we think about share of the dunya, what do we think of? We think about so much wealth. We think about a house with some property. We think about some nice cars, some nice clothes, some this, some that. This is what we think about when we think about our share of the dunya. But what did Imam Al-Qurtubi say your share of the dunya was? Imam al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, he said, your share of the dunya is your coffin, your shroud that they bury you with. This is your share of the dunya. Don't forget your share of the dunya. Don't forget that this is really what you're taking from this dunya. How many of us are going to take our house into the grave? Our cars, our families, our watches, our jewelry, our money? None of us. What will we take into the grave? Our coffin, our shroud, those three pieces of cloth that they wrap us up in. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to prepare for the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be selfish when it comes to the hereafter so that we prepare for it the best of our ability. أقول لك الخير واستغفر لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, وقال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم, كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك وملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about what's going to happen on the last day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nay, when the earth is pounded into dust, is pounded and flattened out, and you will see your Lord and the angels coming row upon row, rank upon rank. This is how they're going to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And on that day, the hellfire is going to be brought near. On that day will man remember. This is what Allah says. On that day, when mankind sees this, when we see this, this is when we're going to remember. And Allah says, but how is this going to benefit him? How is it going to benefit us on Yawm al-Qiyamah to remember the things we should have done? To remember, man, I didn't do this, I should have done that. To remember, I wish I had stopped doing this, and I started being good and doing this. How is that going to help us on Yawm al-Qiyamah? And Allah says on that day, man, he's going to remember. And Allah says, how is this going to benefit him? And this person is going to say, ah, if only I had set forward for this my life. If only I had sent something forward for this my life. And that's the life we need to prepare for, brothers and sisters. The life of this world is going to be over like this. 60, 70 years, maybe. Maybe a few of us will get past that. Maybe some of us will finish before then. And then what? And then comes the real life that's going to last forever. And there's only two places we can go in the hereafter, brothers and sisters. It's either Jahannam or Jannah. May Allah give us Jannah. Brothers and sisters, this is what we have to prepare for. And I'm running rapidly out of time. And I just want to share one more story, inshallah. And it's the story that happened to Abu Dhar, radiallahu anhu. Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, radiallahu anhu, he was one of the companions of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Abu Dhar, he was known as a Zahid, as a person who renounced the life of this world. He could care less about the life of this dunya. And all he was worried about was the hereafter. After the time of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Dhar, he was actually asked by Uthman radiallahu anhu to get away from the people, live apart from the people, because he was so hard on the people. Abu Dhar, he saw the people, they were getting so into the dunya. When the wealth started coming into Medina, from all the people that were becoming Muslim, and so they were sending their sadaqah and what have you, he saw the Muslims getting caught up in the dunya. He was always advising them, don't do that. Worry about the hereafter. Stay away from this wealth. And so the people, they were probably like us, they got tired of Abu Dhar radiallahu anhu, and they complained to Uthman. They said, Uthman, Abu Dhar, he's too hard on us. And so Uthman radiallahu anhu, he asked Abu Dhar, maybe it'd be better if you live, you know, a little outside. So Abu Dhar radiallahu anhu, upon occasion, somebody came to him, and he said, oh, Abu Dhar, I want to learn from you. I want to benefit from you. I want to learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can I stay with you? And Abu Dhar, he said to this man, you can stay with me on one condition. And that condition is this. When I ask you to do something, do what I ask you to do. So the man said, okay, what are you going to ask me to do? And Abu Dhar said simply this, when I ask you to spend from my wealth, spend the best that I have. When I ask you to spend from my wealth, spend the best that I have. So this man said, halas, okay, it's easy enough to do. After some time, some people, they came and they camped kind of near to Abu Dhar. They camped and they were like by like a stream or something. And they didn't have any provisions. These people, they were travelers, they didn't have nothing to eat, nothing. So the word got back to Abu Dhar that these people, they're traveling, they have nothing to eat. Abu Dhar, he said to this man that came to stay with him, he said, oh, look, go and get a camel and take it down there and store it for them so they have something to eat. So this man, he went and he looked at the camels of Abu Dhar, and he found the best one. And that's the one he was supposed to pick. He found the best one. And as he was going to get it, he thought, wait a minute. Abu Dhar, he might need this camel. He could ride on this camel. I'll just get the second best. He's only going to get slaughtered. They're only going to eat it. One camel's as good as the other one. So he grabs the second camel, and he goes back to Abu Dhar. He said, here it is. I'm going to take this to the people. Abu Dhar, he says, so you decided to not listen to me. You decided to go against your word. The man, he didn't say nothing. He said, I understand. He went back and he got the best camel. And now he came back. And he showed Abu Dhar. And Abu Dhar said, take it to the people. So he took the best camel that Abu Dhar had. He took it to the people and they slaughtered it. And the people had stuff to eat. After that, Abu Dhar, he says to this man, he said, did you perhaps keep the best camel because you thought I might need it? And the man said, yes, Abu Dhar, that's why I did it. I thought you could use the best camel, you can ride him. So I said the second camel would be just as good. And then Abu Dhar, radiallahu anhu, he said to this man, let me tell you about my need. Let me tell you about what I need. He said, I'm going to need this camel on the day that they stick me in the grave. And the only thing I'm going to take with me is my deeds. That's the day that I'm going to need something. Brothers and sisters, this is the day we need to be preparing for. The day when they're going to stick us in our graves. And the only thing that's going to be there with us is our deeds. Our wealth and our family, they go back to the dunya. The only thing that we're going to have with us is our deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to do the good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to prepare for the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be selfish when it comes to preparing the good for ourselves in the hereafter. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our good deeds. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn to us with forgiveness and mercy on the day that we meet Him, and to exchange our places in the hellfire for places in paradise.